Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Well, I read about it a number of years ago. It's a story about a young man. Well, he had just graduated from high school and he was getting ready to go on to college. Well, his high school years had been, difficult for him. He was difficult in trying to fit in, because he didn't fit in with a certain group of people that he wanted to be involved with. Well, those people back in the day were called the jocks, okay? Those were the athletic types, right? They were involved in all the sporting activities and that kind of thing. And, well, he was of small stature, so basketball was out. And, well, since he was not a really big guy, that meant football was out. And while he wanted to hang out with those group of people, they didn't want to hang out with him. So consequently, he kind of got shunned from that group. Well, he graduated from high school. Well, summer months went by, and off to college he went. Now, while he was there in college, it's like they're right there at the beginning there, he's finding out, well, these classes are a little harder than what he had in high school. And so as he's walking around on campus, kind of a little bit dejected about that, he saw this Christian group over there. They were advertising some kind of activity and, encouraging students to be a part of that. And so while he didn't particularly care one way or another about the Christian group there, he saw that one of the guys who was advertising all this was a big guy. He was a football player. So he walked up to the football player there and started challenging him in his faith, asking him all kinds of questions. One question that he asked him was like, "Would you really turn the other cheek?" The football player said, "Sure I would." So the young man spit in his face. The big guy, he wiped it off, told him that Jesus loved him, and the young man walked off. What does the Bible really have to say about that? Heard a little bit about that in our gospel reading for today, so we're going to take a look at that to find out exactly what Jesus says. How about that? Getting spit in your face. What's your natural reaction to somebody doing that? You want to retaliate. You want to spit right back. It's like you don't want that to happen to you. You don't want anybody picking on you. You don't want anybody picking on anybody else for that matter. So that's our natural inclination. We want to react to that. Do in kind. However, what does Jesus say that we should do? Well, he says, "I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To the one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And for one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either." Love your enemies. You know, it's such an easy command there to understand and for us to get. Simple. Love your enemies. But oh, so hard to do. But right there in that same sentence, Jesus gives us instructions. He gives us instructions on how to love your enemies. He says, do good to those who hate you. Do good, not bad. The love here that he's saying to show to others is not that kind of fuzzy feeling kind of love. If we were waiting for that to happen, it'd be years and years and years before it would, particularly if somebody's spitting in your face. But rather, the kind of love that Jesus wants us to express is just not words, but rather actions. He wants us to demonstrate that. So when somebody is being unkind towards us, we are to reflect that with kindness. How else should you love your enemies? Well, Jesus says you should bless those who curse you. Now here, bless means that you need to speak well of the other person. So in other words, you know, when that person speaks ill of you, you are not to reply in kind. You are to hold the high ground. And sometimes that means you might have to bite your tongue. Maybe you need to count to 10, 100, or 1,000 maybe. Who knows? The whole point here is that you need to speak well of that person. And what that means is that you need to use language that builds up a person rather than tearing down a person. And what's the last thing that Jesus says there? He says, pray for those people. Pray for those who abuse you. Now you see, what's happening here is that we're asking God to get involved here. Jesus is wanting us to pray, to lift up that care and concern to the Lord. Because we know there's some people out there who are just stubborn, who are not going to change no matter what we say to them, no matter what we do. We need to turn them over to the Lord. There's a Lord who can change their hearts. And that's what Jesus is wanting us to do. Make sure that we have that attitude, that we would lift them up before the Lord. See, it says elsewhere in Scripture, when you pray for somebody, when you bless them and you do good, it's like heaping burning coals on top of their head. And what's meant by that is that while they're treating you so poorly, there's just no understanding that when you're being nice in return, that hot image there, they don't get it. They're giving pause and wondering, why are you being so good when they are treating you so bad? Now that's from their perspective. But Jesus also continues on to help encourage us as Christians. He says, hey, if you love somebody and they love you back, so what? Even sinners do that. What's he driving at here? You see, he's telling us that we need to step it up as a Christian. You know, if somebody wants your cloak, give them your shirt also. If somebody borrows something from you, let me stop there. That was always something that used to bug me a lot. You know, you've got that person that's out there, you know, who says, hey, can I borrow something or can I borrow some money? And it's that person who never pays you back. So every time you go up to that person, you know, you sit there and you say, hello, you're expecting something in return. You're expecting them to pay you back, and they don't do it. And so then the next time they see you, they come up and say, hey, can I borrow some money from you again? And it gets to the point there with that person that you dread seeing them because you know that's all they're going to do is come up and ask you for something. I get that. I used to feel that way until I took this verse to heart. Jesus is saying when you give them something. Treat it like you are giving them a gift. Expect nothing in return. I started doing that. And one particular person who always came up is always asking me for money. And I gave it to him, and I was just like, didn't want to see him anymore. But when I started treating it like a gift, then I had no problems welcoming that person the next time I saw him. It's amazing what difference that change in my attitude meant in my attitude toward that person. That's what Jesus is asking us to do. Now, sure, you just don't want to sit there and enable a person, say if they got a drug habit or abusing alcohol or something like that, that you don't want to give them money. I get that. But that's not always the case. And what he's wanting us to do is to step it up. Step it up because you're a Christian. You should know better. That's what Jesus is saying here. It's like, take that understanding to heart yourself. Make sure that you understand and know that you've been given a gift. You didn't deserve it. And what is that gift? That gift is forgiveness of sins. You know, there's no amount of good deeds that you can do to get you out of that problem. That's where Jesus comes in. He's the one who died for you and me, earning that forgiveness. And that forgiveness is given as a gift to us. So how do we respond to that gift? By being kind in likewise manner. You see, Jesus rose from the grave alive, giving us life. Life everlasting. That's something that we can't earn. It's a gift given to us. You know, that young man, back in the day, he judged that big guy. Based on his past experience with all the other people that he went to high school with, he kept that same attitude going forward in his life. Until that big guy demonstrated what it meant to love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. So when that young man spit in his face, he did not reply in like kind. It's kind of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's what the big guy was demonstrating that day. Now the young man told this story on himself. He wanted others to hear about how he behaved, but more importantly, he wanted others to know about how the big guy behaved. Because you see, a year later, back there at college again, that Christian group was having another activity again and inviting people to be there. But this time it was different. This time the young man was standing next to the big guy. He too now was a part of that group. How about you? Where do you need to change? How do you need to change? Are there times and when you need to keep your mouth shut? Are there times in which you need to be generous? How might you be more like Jesus? And then after, when all is said and done, whose heart might change because yours has? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who abuse you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.